There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, Ebola is back in America. It's controlled, contained. We have an American aid worker that we brought back to Bethesda, Maryland, that has Ebola. So we'll talk about that and what's going on there. We have a couple pet goldfish that got surgeries. The surgeries came to about $750, but people really, really love their goldfish. And we'll tell you what happened with them. So for those who are like, oh, my gosh, if my goldfish is sick, what do I do? Do I let it die? Do I flush it down the toilet? No, you can actually pay for surgery. Absolutely. Two-thirds of people in the United States that have invasive cancer, and you would think would unfortunately be terminal, still live 5 or more plus years. Which means we are really, really, really kicking some major butt in the fight with cancer. So just because you get diagnosed with cancer, it's not a death sentence anymore. We have ocular syphilis and little clusters of people going blind from having syphilis. So we're going to talk about that as well. I think there's a report that McDonald's is going to start serving kale. Not that the average health nut would walk into a McDonald's to get their kale, but for those of you that really don't want, you know, the little tiny juicy burgers, which I think are really, really tasty, you have kale. When it comes to vegetables, you know, we're like, oh, okay, we have to eat the vegetable raw, we have to eat it raw. Yeah, there's a couple vegetables I've told you about where you actually need to have them cooked, like a cooked tomato is actually healthier than a raw tomato. So we're going to talk about that, too. I know. You know what? I am just bubbling with excitement. But I'm really, really excited about the Star Wars release. So we have Star Wars 8 coming out. I'm an excited, happy woman about that. So as you can see, we got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, and your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so we have an American healthcare worker contracted Ebola while volunteering in Sierra Leone. She was at a treatment unit, and she has now been transferred to NIH Hospital in Maryland. Her condition apparently is still being evaluated, and she was flown in isolation from Sierra Leone on a chartered plane and admitted at 4:44 a.m. NIH official said in a statement that they're still evaluating her. The patient's name, age, and gender were not released. The patient is now the 10th person with Ebola to be treated in the United States and the second one admitted to the NIH Clinical Center. It is one of the few containment facilities nationwide set up to treat Ebola patients, as Nebraska had. And I'm trying to think where else. I believe in Atlanta. They say the center's special clinical studies unit is staffed by specialists in infectious disease and critical care and is designed to prevent the spread of highly contagious viruses, which would include Ebola. So far, I got to admit, they've been doing a pretty good job in America here, but I don't want to jinx anything. I'm going to knock on wood on this one. Knock on wood, man, I'm scared to say anything else. Previously, an American nurse was treated there after she contracted Ebola. That was, I believe, Nina Pham. Treated there as well. She was the one that took care of the Thomas Duncan patient from Dallas, who unfortunately died. The World Health Organization, she though, is now Ebola free. The World Health Organization estimated yesterday that the virus has killed, unfortunately, more than 10,000 people, mostly in the West African nations of Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. The current outbreak is the largest, obviously, ever for the disease. And, you know, they're finding that they're gaining, you know, some headway, a lot of headway. But Sierra Leone, unfortunately, has had some more recurrence of it. And so, unfortunately, the goal of being, Ebola free by the summer, doesn't appear to happen. We do believe that Liberia is, supposedly not having any new cases, so that could be pretty good. You know, it's I did not disagree with the idea of bringing our own back here to treat. So as far as I'm concerned, I know people are like, gosh, you know, just keep Ebola out of the country. You know, until we have an off-site facility, which I talk about all the time, I don't understand why we don't have, you know, it could be an island, I don't know, 10 miles off the coast. Doesn't even have to be way out in the middle of the Atlantic. But, you know, if we have an island where we have our CDC set up and we could treat there, I think that would be the smartest thing. Okay, but we don't have that yet, and we take care of our own. Okay, so if any of our Americans go anywhere, we should let them feel confident that we're not going to leave them out there to die. We're going to bring them back and take care of them. So I am for that. I just think we need to kind of fine-tune the location of how we do it. Okay? Because, again, some of these very, very highly contagious diseases, speaking of, you know, highly contagious and viruses, we're being warned that the H7N9 bird flu has the makings of one of these pandemic viruses. Apparently, scientists in China have identified an influenza virus that they say has the potential to spread around the world, sickening and killing people whose immune systems have never seen anything like it. Apparently, the H7N9 flu emerged in humans in eastern China, February 2013, killed a third of 133 people. Started winding down in May. When they thought the outbreak was over, it reemerged October 2013. So now we're watching this H7N9, completely different from Ebola. But these bird flus, these avian flus are kind of, you know, scary. Different from the H5N1 bird flu, different from the H1N1 swine flu. According to the World Health Organization, 571 people have had the H7N9 infection. 212 people have died. All but three cases were in China, Hong Kong, and Taiwan. The others involved the Chinese traveler to Malaysia and two Canadians who visited China. We'll keep you guys posted on that one. All right, guys, don't go away. Lots to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DELI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freesurvivallighter.com. Again, that's freesurvivallighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freesurvivallighter.com today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your product just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Ryder writes, my girlfriend has mono. She's better, but it's been 4 weeks. She wants to have sex, and so we have. How do I avoid getting mono? Will I get mono because we've had sex? Yeah, that's a good question. Because, you know, if it's been 4 weeks and you haven't had mono yet, I think you're kind of already out of the woods. I'm really surprised that she wants to have sex having mono. When I had mono, I was exhausted. You know, you think I'm turning Corey down now when I'm tired just a little. I mean, back then. But then again, you know what? Your hormones are really, really raging. So, you're probably like, you know what? I was dating somebody, but I was a good girl then. Those are the days when you waited, you know? I mean, I'm trying to think back. Did I have sex when I had mono? I don't think so. I don't know. Probably not, because I'm still alive. Because I thought at the time, you know, the Lord was going to smite me if I had, you know, sex before I was supposed to. So, we're good then. Whew, that was a close one. Okay, so you have a girlfriend. She's got mono. You guys know what mono is, right? The Epstein-Barr virus. Basically, you get exposed to the Epstein-Barr virus. When you guys get mono, oh, you feel really, really crappy. Okay? We call it the kissing disease because, you know, you see mono in high school and college age students who are basically, you know, kissing a lot. You could get it through using food utensils, coughing, sneezing, etc. When you get mono, you're just kind of really tired. You have a sore throat, but it's different from other types of sore throats. You get these big, huge glands. You can get these fevers, swollen tonsils, headache. Sometimes you get a rash. Unfortunately, your spleen could swell. Your liver enzymes could go up, etc. And so a lot of people get infected with mono, and they have no idea that they have it. And it's caused by the Epstein-Barr virus. When I had mono, nobody around me had it, which is why I was really, really confused. You know, I had one of my best buddies. I was always over at his apartment, always eating from his glasses and forks and stuff like that, which are never really washed well. And he never had mono, and I never gave mine to him. You know, I didn't give it to my boyfriend at the time. I didn't give it to any classmates. And in medical school, there was only about 50 of us in the class, so very, very small quarters. So I found out that mono really wasn't as contagious as we were taught. And now you're starting to hear, you know, studies go, you know, it's contagious, but not as contagious as like flu would be or Ebola, etc. So if it's been 4 weeks and you haven't had, you know, symptoms, then you're probably good. The other thing, though, that I think could happen is you get exposed to the Epstein-Barr virus early. And then it decides to reactivate. The reactivation is supposed to be rare, but we're wondering why people all of a sudden who aren't exposed to anybody with mono, who aren't kissing them or using, you know, utensils, etc., are coming down with mono. So one theory out there is maybe you're exposed to it. Maybe you're exposed to it during a previous cold that didn't knock you out like mono usually does, and then you later it decides to reactivate, and it reactivates when you're quote unquote stressed. For me, I was never stressed. Medical school was actually easier than college and high school to me because I was really, really busting my butt in high school and college for grades. But, you know, maybe I was sleeping less. I don't know. I mean, I could think of tons of other times that it should have happened to me, but it didn't. I remember I was doing a show in Arizona, and one of you called in saying you were worried about the flu. It was around Christmas time. You were worried about the flu. And so you wanted to have sex. You wanted to know if you could wear a mask. And I was like, really? Just can you, like, you know, no, you're not going to be wearing a mask. I think that's stupid. I mean, but, yeah, I guess masks help. You know, I guess, if you know. All right. So if you did get mono, is it serious? It can be. All right. Most of the time, mono is self-limiting. Mono will go away. Mononucleosis will go away. Unfortunately, though, because you could have liver issues, because you could have an enlarged spleen, that could put you at risk of liver or splenic rupture. So if you do have mono, we tell you to stay away from any contact sports. So when you've heard in the past people say, well, don't have sex when you have mono, it's because, one, we want to make sure that you're not contagious and giving it to somebody else because it's technically the quote-unquote kissing disease. But, two, some of you guys get pretty rough. I don't know what the hell you guys do nowadays. You kids are like, I don't know, into, there's like, I don't know, motorcycles in the room. I don't know what you guys are doing. I'm like really intimidated, and hopefully I'm never single again so I don't have to date you guys because I would be like really intimidated as to what the hell we're supposed to be doing now. I would not know what to do with an egg beater. I don't know what you guys are doing out there, and I'm kind of freaked out by it. But where was I going? Yeah, so you fall over, right, the dining room table, or fall out of the car, or fall off the motorcycle or the horse or whatever you guys are doing these days, you could rupture your spleen. So I get really, really nervous about that. Your symptoms could last anywhere from a couple weeks to, you know, years. Usually we see you down for the count for a good couple weeks, and a lot of people say they don't feel like themselves until about 6 months after. I mean, back to where they think they really, really feel good. You got to be careful with the antibiotics. A lot of times we throw antibiotics at you because you got these big, huge tonsils. You got a sore throat. You're not feeling well. You got a fever and you're not getting better. And sometimes your initial mono test comes back negative. That's what happened to me. So then, like, well, I don't know what the hell's wrong with you. Your mono test is negative. I don't know. Here, take an antibiotic. So they give you an antibiotic, and then you get a rash from it. A lot of times these penicillin-based antibiotics can give you a rash if you have mono. All right? So then they're like, well, now what the hell's going on? So we recheck the mono test, and then it comes out positive. So even though the mono spot test is better than the mono test from 20-some years ago, you know, if something's not right and you're kind of feeling tired and your liver enzymes are off and you're achy and you're, you know, febrile, et cetera, sometimes we would recheck the mono again, especially if you're in that age group. Yeah, great question. How do you avoid it? If somebody around you has mono, just don't share their drinks, don't share their utensils, and don't kiss them. And then I guess a mask could possibly do it. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC, DALY, Star Wars 8. We have the release date of Star Wars 8. Pretty exciting. Star Wars 8 is going to be released May 20. Is that 8? Were there really 8 episodes? Wait a second. There were 3. Oh, is that why we missed 7? Okay, because I'm like, wait a second. Oh, okay. So apparently the film, I guess, continues the saga after the events of Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens. Oh, I get what they're doing. We're going to see Episode 7 first, and then they're going to release Episode 8 in 2017. Isn't the first Star Wars supposed to be 2015? Now I'm really confused. Why the hell are they talking about Star Wars 8 when we haven't even seen Star Wars 7? Mm-hmm. Oh, that really confused the hell out of me. You know why? Go ahead.
They start talking about all the Marvel movies. Like, they've got all those planned out for, like, the next, I don't know, decade or so?
Yeah.
They got the
whole
timeline.
But that makes sense. To me, that makes sense. I don't think with Star Wars, they need to start telling us about the future ones. They should, like, in a press release, just keep their mouth shut so we could get through the next Star Wars. I think it's because Disney's involved. Mind you, I love Disney, but Disney always confuses the hell out of us. I'm always confused in a Disney film. Agreed. I never know what the hell's going on and who's going to die next, you know? Okay, so good. All right, let me see. Do I know when the 7th Star Wars is? Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens, comes out December 18th. Oh, that's, like, coming up. Did you guys know that Carrie Fisher was in a car accident, I guess, a few days before Harrison Ford was in a plane crash? And I guess, I don't know, one of them, I don't know if it was Carrie Fisher or somebody, said that because bad things happen in threes, they were calling Mark Hamill and saying, look, dude, just don't leave the house, don't do nothing. Mark Hamill was in a bad accident, I remember, years ago in the 70s or something. That's why his face looked completely different, you know, in the other movies. I still think he's sexy. I was always a Team Han than Team Luke, because I thought something was wrong with Luke because he was kissing his sister. That was just me. All right, anyway, so, I guess that's the big news on Star Wars. Again, I'm just so confused. And I really hope Disney doesn't kill somebody off. In every Disney movie, with the exception of Aladdin, somebody dies or somebody has dead parents. They always kill off a parent, and I don't understand. What did Walt Disney's mom or dad die? I don't get that. I really don't. There's rumors that Walt Disney had a couple of dogs named Mickey and Pluto and stuff, but I still don't understand why to this day they have to be killing off, you know, characters. Makes no sense. It's a G movie. Anyway, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905. My TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Years ago, remember they were talking about ultrasounding pregnant women and how everybody says, well, ultrasounds have no risk. And Maybe they actually do, because the ultrasounds emit a heat on the fetus, and then people are like, nah, that's a bunch of bull crap. And then other people are like, wait, but I think it is. And they're like, what? And they're going back. And that's exactly how they sound, by the way. Okay? I don't know if you guys have ever heard a bunch of researchers talk. If, you know, you all think they're like, oh, I don't understand, the statistical analysis really doesn't show evidence to the contrary. No, they don't talk like that. They're like, what? You lie. I'm like, no, I'm not lying. I'm like, wait. They sound like that. I know, because I used to be in research. You know, I'd go over to a little Petri dish, and I would see some contaminant. I was like, what the, you know, beep, 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 beep. And they're like, what are you doing? I was like, well, look at that. Who did this? Who blanked up my blank? Look at this blank. I can't work under these blank, blank conditions. And they're like, blank, get the blank out of here. Like, you don't. Anyway, so we basically had Bunsen burner fights. It was, you know, it's honestly, we're cool. Y'all think we're dorks, but we're actually pretty, pretty, pretty damn cool. So anyway, they had this big, you know, kind of discussion on ultrasounds and if they were dangerous, etc. Well, the Royal College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, so that's in Great Britain, say don't be doing it. Don't be scanning. They say these little keepsake 3D images that people are making, making of their babies, their fetuses, you know, as early as 6 weeks, they say shouldn't be done, because there could be a slight heating effect that could be produced by the ultrasound. Now, in America, the FDA isn't saying don't do it. They're just kind of encouraging us not to. You know, so the FDA in America is like, well, you know, right now there's not really evidence showing the ultrasound is harming, but we recommend that if you do get it done, it's by like a healthcare provider. Because ultrasound can heat tissue slightly, and in some cases, it could also produce very small bubbles, cavitation, in some tissues. Now, you know, kids love bubbles. Even babies love bubbles, but trust me, not those kinds. Now, what's been happening is you have these entrepreneurs that get a hold of ultrasound devices, and you could pay them to make little keepsake videos and pictures. You know, everybody thinks it's like way cool to see what they look like as a baby. I don't need to look. I do not miss the fact that my mom, back in the 70s, did not ultrasound or take pictures of me, okay? I do think it is important to have ultrasounds during the pregnancy if they need to be done. So, for example, you know, at the 20-week mark, we like to check. We could fetal heart monitor without an ultrasound. We have a fetal heart monitor. But by the 20-week mark, we're able to look at the sex. We're able to look at the heart, look at how the baby is growing, see any anomalies at the 20-week mark. 20-week mark, we could see a lot, okay? And even though baby's very, very premature and probably wouldn't live outside the womb, 20-week, we could at least see most of the structures. It's pretty good. And then, of course, parents like it, because then we could say, oh, you know, it's a boy, it's a girl. With my son, we were having some issues when I was pregnant, so I was ultrasound a little bit more. At 13 weeks, you could already see the phallus, you know, so my, you know, husband was like, yeah, that's my boy. And I'm like, okay, you know, really, okay, this is, I'm scared. I was like, my 13-week-old was big. What am I going to do with, what? So, you know, meanwhile, I had all these newborn diapers. I was like, there's no way he's going to fit into those. So I had to go and get the size 2s, you know. But, you know, when he came out, he was underweight and he was small. Still big, but he was underweight. And so I was able to use the newborn diapers for like the first day or two of his birth life. Okay, so anyway, so even though in America they're not saying don't do them, they're saying that, guys, we encourage you not to. In Europe or in England, they're saying don't be doing it. They say scans should not be done in the first 10 weeks of pregnancy. This is advice from the Royal College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. They rule against this going trend when there's no medical reason but just see the baby and go, ah, and post it on Facebook. Since ultrasound uses high-frequency sound waves, they think it can expose the fetus to unknown risks. Right now, there's no evidence of harm, so it's a precautionary principle, they say. Dr. Christoph Lees. Oh, I love that name, Christoph. I love it when you miss the verb at the end. You know, I think that's so cool. You know, Christoph. He is in obstetrics and fetal medicine at Imperial College London, lead author. He's the one that kind of looked at this. And a lot of times, you know, we scan to make sure that the baby's where the baby's supposed to be, make sure there's enough fluid, etc. And as you guys get it, people, you know, like to take a look and throw it on Facebook and stuff. All right, so they think maybe it could also be the Doppler. The Doppler is the color and pulse wave that we like to do to listen to the and to see the blood flow. It's extremely important when you want to see if there's transposition of the vessels, etc. And they don't want that during the first 10 weeks, okay? 10 weeks old, they say the safest period, if you're going to do this, would be at the 20-week mark, okay? Even though most people want the whole 3D and 4D, which is really, really cool, they say hold off. So, all right, that's the scoop on that. Let me now get exit out of this. Now, okay, I promise you guys, what vegetables should most likely be cooked, and will you get more benefit than eating them raw? So nutritionists, we're looking at this, okay, and obviously tomatoes is a biggie, but they say tomatoes, spinach, carrots, asparagus, and mushrooms are the five vegetables and fungi which are much better for you when consumed cooked. Now, you all know that I can't stand mushrooms. I think mushrooms taste like crap. However, if mushrooms are accidentally hidden in my meat lover's pizza, I'll get the mushrooms in without knowing. That's how you got to do it. Mel Wakeman, nutritional expert and senior lecturer in applied physiology at Birmingham City University, better known as Sela Apabusa, says many of the nutrients found in, plants are often less readily absorbed in the gut compared to nutrients derived from animal products. And the fiber found in plants can bind to minerals, make them less available for their body for use. So if it's too fibery, that could be an issue. When you heat it up, you break down the fiber, you release some of the minerals for absorption, and then you could increase the phytochemical content of plants. This gives additional benefits to our health. So remember we talked about the lycopene gets increased when you heat tomatoes? Lycopene helps protect against prostate cancer. I believe it also protects against colon cancer. I need to double check that. All right? But she says, against only eating cooked tomatoes because it destroys other vitamins. So here's the thing. You want the lycopene, but I don't want you to think that a raw tomato is worthless. It's not. Tomatoes are pretty, pretty good. Spinach has a lot of oxalate, okay? Spinach will bind to iron, calcium. Some of you guys can't overeat spinach because of certain medications that you're on. Let me see here. Vitamin C could be destroyed with heating, so you got to be careful with that. Let me see. Heating spinach can help in terms of decreasing the oxalates. I'm trying to read as we go. Carrots have carotenoids. The carotenoids give that nice, real, beautiful orange color. If you heat the carrots, it increases the carotenoid content, which will then also provide benefit. Okay, now we got asparagus. If you heat the asparagus, also more polyphenol content. So we talked about the polyphenols. Remember polyphenols was in chocolate, red wine, tea, strong antioxidants. As far as I'm concerned, forget about the asparagus. Asparagus tastes like crap. Just eat the chocolate, but I'm not allowed to tell you that. And then you got the mushrooms. Cooking the mushrooms, I guess will, you know, hopefully hide some of the crappy taste. I don't know. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I just got this 34 most impressive 1980s teen hairstyles. And I'm taking a look at these teen hairstyles, and I'm like, oh my gosh, did I look like that? Oh no, all the hairspray, Aquanet. I remember breathing in that Aquanet. You know how they say a lot of the chemicals we use, you know, is probably going to, you know, really mess with our hormones. Maybe that's why my boobs got so big, because I was like Aquanetting all the time. Anyway, these hairstyles are really, really bad, but I just can't go there. All right, so poor guy. Somebody won the lottery. He was going to win $1 million in California. A man in California purchased a Powerball ticket back in September. And he matched every number on the ticket. Okay? But, of course, Powerball. So he won $1 million. But the man failed to come forward with his ticket. And you've got to claim your prize within 180 days. He lost out on his winnings yesterday at 5 p.m. He knew he won, but he lost the ticket. The ticket was purchased at Rosemead Supermarket in Los Angeles. The man was captured on video in the store, which lottery officials used in hopes of determining his identity. That's pretty cool that they would go through that length to find the person. NBC Los Angeles claims that employees at the store told officials the man knew he won, but did not know where his ticket was located. He came forward, but since he didn't have the ticket, the money goes to California Public Schools. The other big winner, the store that sold the ticket, they already got their $5,400 bonus. As for unclaimed winnings, I guess it happens a lot. They say $20 million goes unclaimed just for that fiscal year alone. Come on, people. I know, when we bought parlays for the Super Bowl, man, I folded those up and stuffed them in my bra. There is no way I wanted to lose those in case I won. And unfortunately, I forgot to put the bet on just a straight Patriots over bet. And I don't understand why I forgot to do that. That was like completely, you know why? Because I ran into people at the sports book and I was like, hey, how's it going? You know, and I was giving hugs and I was talking, and then my kids were getting in trouble with the security because they weren't supposed to be in the casino, and I left and I forgot to put the bet, and that was so dumb. But you know, hey, at least I predicted the winner. Okay. You know, I can't be, you know, I can't be all that dumb. All right. Anyway, don't lose your lottery ticket, people. Okay. McDonald's. McDonald's is going to add kale, all right? Apparently there was a Big Mac ad, I guess, a while back, and it said, we'll never be kale, something like that. And now, I guess, they want to have this healthier, fresher image. And so, let me see, they plan to roll out kale as an ingredient in its restaurants at some point in the not-too-distant future. So kale salads, maybe kale smoothies, maybe sticking some kale in the burger. I don't know. Again, like I said, when I go to McDonald's, I'm not going to McDonald's because I want to eat health food. When I want to eat health food, I go to the grocery store, buy a bunch of stuff, spend five times more than I would spend at McDonald's, get the fish, get the salad, and I eat it. But when I go to McDonald's, it's because I want a cheap, juicy, greasy burger. There's a reason for that. Not that that's a healthy thing, but, you know. So my fear is, and I think fast food joints understand this, you know, people won't go to them for a kale salad. Okay? Doesn't McDonald's have salads? Don't they? I wouldn't. I mean, do people? I remember, gosh, where was it? Was it in the 90s that you could go to Jack in the Box or whatever and get a salad? Yeah. Oh, well. Okay, let me see. Anything more on that? Because I don't think... I've kind of lost my appetite. You know what? Kale's good. Anything green is good, you know? But, yeah. Okay, let's move on. I want chocolate. Okay, what's this here? I'm looking. Ooh, this is juicy. Okay. Scientists are using fermented stools and gut-smelling pills to help decide and figure out if you have cancer. So scientists are fermenting your feces and basically analyzing your fart using a breathalyzer or looking at the feces themselves. Okay? Really? Is it a breathalyzer? Well, it's a gas-sensing capsule. It's not like a breathalyzer you get when you got into it for a DUI. Fecal fermentation involves incubating feces in conditions similar to those found in the small intestine, so very, very warm. To do this, scientists placed a spoonful of feces in a jar and placed a lid on it. And then they trick Bob over there by sticking the spoon in his pudding. The lid contains a sensor that detects the molecules of gas fuming inside the container. Electrical engineer Kurash Kalantarzadeh described the jars inside his laboratory as fecal inocula. That sounds sexy. His team were using the jars to see if there was a link between gas and human health. One of the samples is actually myself, he said. The results are amazing. Oh, boy. Yeah, ladies, I am sure he's on the market. You can have him. Professor Kalantarzadeh's team at Royal Melbourne Institute of Technology in Australia have also developed a more direct method using gas-sensing capsules. All right? So, let me see here. All right, where are we now? Okay, they made these. The capsules send data from inside the gut to your mobile phone that is hopefully nowhere near your intestine. The 10-millimeter long gas monitoring capsules, I guess, are supposed to cost less than $10 each, look like pills that patients can swallow. Then it gives an unparalleled insight into the gases inside the body and their possible links to diseases. Now, if you notice, there's no microphone on these things, okay? So they don't listen to the fart sounds. All they're doing is looking at the gas. The capsules measure the concentration of selected intestinal gases using a built-in gas sensor microprocessor and wireless high frequency transmitter. Sorry. Before passing out of the body. I'm sure some of the scientists are going to pass out. So, if they're, I guess, measuring intestinal gases, then they could look a little bit deeper into what's going on with people's gastrointestinal disorders and then possibly cancer. Whew. Oh, my gosh. Okay. You know, honestly, we all make jokes because it's funny. Farts are funny. They're funny. But, you know, it's a part of the body. And it to me, warns other people that there's something medically going on. So, like, for example, have your kids ever had diarrhea? Okay, you as a parent get warning. Okay, you don't realize that's God's gift to you, the warning. You're like, oh, my gosh, you're farting, you know, go open up a window or go to the bathroom or whatever. But that's a warning for you to go, okay, now wait a second, I better get the towels ready because my kid may have diarrhea. Because sometimes the farts change, they're different, depending on what's supposed to be coming out. So personally, you know, like a call of the wild or a wartime call, you know, where they blow a horn, something like that, that's exactly what gas is. Okay, it's supposed to warn the rest of us. Now, of course, it also helps bring the stool out, and we've talked about that, how you need your mass movements, etc. So if they want to study it, my only worry is if you stick a capsule in the butt, it's going to blow out too quickly. So that's why they make you swallow it, and then etc. Again, the sniffing gas to help prevent cancer we think is wrong. The compound AP39 that is produced from the hydrogen sulfide could maybe prevent and reverse mitochondrial damage, but we are not recommending fart sniffing yet. Although with Obamacare, you know, don't be surprised if you can't get the chemotherapeutic agent and they just say to sniff fart. All right, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. Like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.